Charlotte's reputation as a major banking center is getting a big boost. Southeastern Regional Bank's BB&T of Winston-Salem and SunTrust of Atlanta are merging to create the nation's sixth largest bank. The combined company will have a new name yet to be announced, and it will be headquartered in Charlotte. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
BB&T is paying $66 billion for SunTrust in what the companies are calling a merger of equals. Combined, the two companies have 10 million customers in 17 states, from Florida to Ohio and Texas to Washington, D.C. BB&T chairman and CEO Kelly King has helped lead his company through dozens of bank acquisitions, but this one is significantly larger. Speaking to Wall Street analysts, he borrowed a word from the tech world, describing it as disruptive.
We talked about the fact that in order to survive in this really quickly changing world, it's important to be willing to change. We've talked about disrupt to thrive, and this is it. This is kind of the ultimate disrupt to thrive.
King would keep the titles of chairman and CEO after the merger. SunTrust CEO William Rogers will be president and chief operating officer until 2021, when he'll take over as CEO. He's scheduled to become chairman in 2022 when King retires. The deal came together only in the past few weeks, according to the two CEOs. They took pains to say it's a merger of equals, or MOE, says Rogers.
Everything went in the middle of the table, headquarters, name, all those things that, you know, people get caught up in. So I feel extremely confident that we're going to speak the same language and move forward. And as Kelly said, I mean, we're going to make this the best MOE that's ever been done.
The new company's directors will be chosen evenly from the company's two boards, and the top group of 14 senior leaders has been drawn equally from the banks as well. But the financial terms of the merger give BB&T the upper hand. It's an all-stock deal, which means SunTrust shareholders will get 1.3 BB&T shares for every share they own now. BB&T will own 57% of the combined company, SunTrust 43%. The merger would return Charlotte to having two major bank headquarters. Bank of America, the second largest U.S. bank by assets, has been the only top 10 bank here since Wells Fargo bought Wachovia at the peak of the financial crisis in 2008. BB&T already has branches and a technology center in the city. It's too early to know where the headquarters might be or how many employees it might have. BB&T and SunTrust say they'll keep major operations in their home cities and could boost employment there. Commercial banking will be in Atlanta, while Winston-Salem will be home to community banking. Independent bank analyst Nancy Bush says she was surprised by the deal. She warns that while the companies are predicting $1.6 billion in annual expense savings, it could come with costs, too.
There are tremendous possibilities, I think, for cost saves, obviously, but, you know, a lot of those cost saves will come in jobs. So that's a negative for some communities.
BB&T and SunTrust have yet to come up with detailed merger plans, and the number and kinds of job cuts aren't known. They say they'll eliminate overlapping administrative and technology services and get rid of unneeded facilities. A major source of savings will come from closing bank branches. 740 of their combined branches are within 2 miles of one another, about a quarter of the total. The merger has been approved by both companies' boards, but still needs okays from shareholders and federal regulators. King says they expect to close the deal in the fourth quarter, maybe as early as September or October. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
And reporter David Borax joins me now with more about this big merger. David, number one, was this a surprise?
Well, I think it was, Mark, to many of us who followed these two banks over the past 20, 30 years. One analyst I talked to used the word shock to describe how she felt. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution called it a stunning announcement. And in Charlotte, people are buzzing about this new corporate headquarters that seems to have landed in our laps. My colleague Sarah D'Elia talked with Ernie Regal, the interim CEO of Charlotte Regional Business Alliance, for his reaction.
It's an incredible win for Charlotte. The fact that we've got another Fortune 500 company effectively moving their headquarters to Charlotte, to the fact that you have two banks that are very well regarded from a trust and integrity and performance standpoint, combining into one.
You know, it's been a decade since Charlotte had two big, large bank headquarters. The city was the nation's number two banking center before Wachovia was swallowed up by Wells Fargo. But it's continued to grow in importance with major operations here for Wells and Ally Bank, the headquarters of online lender LendingTree, and a lot of financial technology businesses these days.
So good news for Charlotte. David, how was this news received in Winston-Salem and in Atlanta?
Well, it hit hard in Winston-Salem, where Mayor Alan Joines learned about it in a phone call at 6:30 this morning. He says he hopes that having the company's combined community banking headquarters in the city will eventually boost employment.
We believe that the job numbers will be okay in the long run, the division headquarters, but certainly we're disappointed that we're losing the corporate headquarters. Don't make any mistake about that.
And there's also a lot of disappointment in Atlanta. To many, this was a reminder of the merger mania of years past, when banks like Nations Bank, First Union, and Wachovia gobbled up Atlanta's banks. SunTrust was founded there in 1891, and the Atlanta news media are pointing out that they'll have to change the name of SunTrust Park, where the Braves play. And by the way, that also means new names for BB&T ballparks in Charlotte and Winston-Salem.
Hmm. Well, and speaking of names, the companies say they'll pick a new one for this combined bank. What's the rationale?
Well, there's a couple of reasons behind this. By opting for a new name, they're standing on equal footing and avoiding a fight over which one gets to win the name battle. In the conference call with analysts this morning, both BB&T CEO Kelly King and SunTrust CEO Bill Rogers described this as a transformative deal. So they want to signal to investors and customers that this will be a different company. So time for a new name.
And the timing of this merger, why is this happening now?
BB&T and SunTrust have both grown beyond their home states over the past couple of decades by buying up smaller and regional banks. But that's gotten a lot harder to do. Smaller banks have just gotten too expensive. Another reason is technology, which is expensive and changing quickly. And the companies both say they want to improve their use of technology to serve customers better. They said this morning they're planning on spending an extra $100 million a year going forward on technology, and much of that will come out of Charlotte. In addition to the new headquarters, the companies plan an expanded innovation and technology center here.
Are these two banks a good fit? Any worries about this deal?
Well, in many ways, they are a good fit. They have compatible geographies. They're similarly sized. They're both 11th and 12th largest in the U.S. by assets, but both in their own way have been seen as conservative Southern banks. But they're different, says independent bank analyst Nancy Bush.
You know, much was made this morning about similar cultures. And as an analyst who's followed both of these companies for over 20 years, I'd say no, not so much.
Bush says that BB&T was largely built by a strong CEO, John Allison, who retired 10 years ago. And the culture he built is strong and intact. She says SunTrust has struggled over the years with clashes between its different geographies and between a retail culture versus a corporate culture. We'll see how those come together when they start making personnel decisions.
And David, I'm just curious, how do you see this merged company as a huge regional bank or as a national bank?
That's a great question. I'd put it in the large regional bank category. They'll be in 17 states and the District of Columbia, but nothing west of Texas and Indiana. Altogether, they'll have $442 billion in assets, and that's still a lot smaller than the top four banks, which all have over $1 trillion. Think about it this way. It's still one quarter the size of Bank of America and Wells Fargo. I guess a big question here is, will there be another big deal someday to take them coast to coast?
All right. Thanks, David. That's WFAE reporter David Borax talking about today's merger announcement from BB&T and SunTrust. Appreciate it.